Blackstone Publishing presents Leading with Dignity, How to Create a Culture That Brings Out the Best in People by Donna Hicks, Ph.D. This book is read by Sarah Zimmerman. Introduction. The most exciting breakthroughs of the 21st century will not occur because of technology, but because of an expanding concept of what it means to be human. John Nesbitt. Every time I give a talk about dignity, I always start with a slide featuring this quotation by the futurist John Nesbitt. He has summed up in one line the conclusion that I've come to after more than a decade of research into why a feeling of worth is so important to people. Dignity not only explains an aspect of what it means to be human, but also is a hallmark of our shared humanity. Everyone wants to be treated in a way that shows they matter. What does this common desire to be valued tell us about the human experience? Are we too dependent on others for the acknowledgement of our inherent value? How does an awareness of dignity influence our ability to lead people so that they recognize their own value and worth as well as the dignity of others? Our universal yearning for dignity drives our species and defines us as human beings. It's our highest common denominator, yet we know so little about it. It's hard for people to articulate exactly what it is. What they do know is more like an intuition or a sixth sense. Yes, dignity is important, people tell me, but they come up short when I ask them to put their intuition into words. What people usually say is that dignity is respect. I get this response every time I ask an audience. But dignity is not the same as respect. Dignity, I argue, is an attribute that we are born with. It is our inherent value and worth. I then show a slide of a beautiful infant and say to the audience, "In case you doubt our inherent value and worth, take a look at this precious child. And tell me she doesn't have value and worth." A picture speaks 1,000 words. I usually don't have to go any further to convince them. We were all born worthy. Respect is different. Although everyone has dignity, not everyone deserves respect. Respect must be earned. If I say I respect someone, it is because he or she has done something that is extraordinary. Gone the extra mile to deserve my admiration. The actions of that person inspire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?